He revived states that had been extinguished, restored families whose line of succession had been broken, and called to office those who had retired into obscurity, so that throughout the kingdom the hearts of the people turned towards him. What he attached chief importance to were the food of the people, the duties of mourning, and sacrifices. By his generosity he won all. By his sincerity he made the people repose trust in him. By his earnest activity his achievements were great. By his justice all were delighted. Si Chong asked Confucius, saying, "In what way should a person in authority act in order that he may conduct government properly?" The master replied, "Let him honor the five excellent, and banish away the four bad things. Then may he conduct government properly." Si Chong said, "What are meant by the five excellent things?" The master said, "When the person in authority is beneficent without great expenditure, when he lays tasks on the people without their repining, when he pursues what he desires without being covetous, when he maintains a dignified ease without being proud, when he is majestic without being fierce."